Now on The Pulse, useful and healthy information for you and your family. It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio and the Northeast Delta Dental Team.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. Well, it's hard to believe it's already the end of February. Depending on when you're listening to this, February 28th, Saturday, or Sunday, March 1st. And I know there's been a lot of snow in the month of February, but even with all of that, it seemed to fly by, at least from the perspective of an insurance executive. There's a lot going on still with the Affordable Care Act in terms of the public and private exchanges on the healthcare.gov, which is the public exchange. We have a couple of thousand individuals in New Hampshire who have successfully purchased cost-effective oral health coverage through healthcare.gov, the public exchange, and over 5,000 citizens who have purchased oral health coverage through deltadentalcoversme.com. January, February, our themes of our show really have been about wellness, has been about eating right. So we've had Brian Johnson from Johnson Golden Harvest, winter farming, and I'm a big believer you are what you eat. We've had Amber Ferreira, world-famous triathlete as well. And then last week's show, we had Max Poyanik, who is the CEO of Convenient MD Urgent Care. And really, that was a concept of, instead of always relying on the emergency room, there's a lot of statistics which indicate that a lot of emergency room visits really, quote-unquote, are not emergencies and are really unnecessary. So he's created a chain of places called Convenient MD Urgent Care. There's one right here on Loudon Road, 8 Loudon Road in Concord. So his concept is being well-received, and I did a great job last weekend of explaining what urgent care and Convenient MD is all about. So we've had this theme of wellness. We've had Tom Walton on as well. We've had Dr. Shannon Mills on to talk about oral health and New Year's resolution. As we all know, you can't have good overall health without good oral health. And of course, February, in case you don't remember, is Children's Dental Oral Health Month. So we really emphasize, you know, the good dental habits start young. So along those veins, this weekend, Joe Casper is with me. Joe is one of my many, a great colleague at Northeast Delta Dental, and I have a lot of great colleagues, a lot of employees work so hard for the community and for Northeast Delta Dental. So Joe couldn't get enough of me. So Joe, thank you for joining me this last weekend in February.
Sure, Tom. You know, it's been quite a month with all the snow and everything else, and talk about getting exercise. I think a lot of folks have gotten a lot more exercise than what they wanted to with all the snow and trying to either get it out of the driveway or get it off the roofs. I know I've used muscles that I haven't used in quite some time trying to move all those piles around. But the sun is getting higher in the sky, and believe it or not, the temperatures are going to warm up. So lo and behold, March should be a great month to have some sunshine and have a little warmth.
Absolutely. And as we were coming into the studio today, of course, we saw folks, you know, shoveling off the roof. So that is definitely a good point. And you're right. This year in particular, I've really consciously noticed how the days really start getting longer. And, you know, when you get into end of December, January, and I just really noticed it. For some reason this year, I've noticed it more than ever. And so even with all of this snow and great ski conditions, we're all looking forward to getting out again in terms of the Cavalier Race Series, which starts in March. But as you know, Joe, one of my good running friends, Dave Audette from Concord, we have found a number of road races in the Peterborough area as well as Tewksbury, Mass., so we've kept up the running. But let's start off with just reminding people of the Capital Area Race Series, and that really starts at the end of March in Gilmington.
It's just a month away to get underway with our first race of the season. It's a 7-race series that happens all around the greater Concord area. It's the Capital Area Race Series. We've been in existence since 2005. There are 7 races. You have to complete 6 out of the 7 in order to get a prize. And this year, it's a special prize because it's our 10-year anniversary, and we have a special technical jacket for all of those folks to complete 6 out of the 7. There are 6 5K races and 1 5-mile race. And so if you're not into running 5 miles, but 5K, 3.1 miles, yeah, you can do that. Or you can walk it. A lot of these have a walk component as well. As long as you participate and you're out there, you can pick, you can run in all seven. You can run in six out of the seven and still qualify for the jacket. And if you are a runner who wants to improve their time, we also have $1,500 in prize money that we'll be awarding out at the conclusion of the seventh race.
Why don't you give out the Capital Area Race Series website?
It's Capital Area Race Series altogether.com.
And the first race in Gilmington
is going to be on Saturday, March 28th. It gets underway at 10 o'clock, and you can register for the series all the way up to the start of the gun at the Gilmington. The day it closes, online registration closes the day before. But if you're one of those, well, I don't know what I'm going to do kind of people, and you make up your mind that Saturday morning at 8 o'clock in the morning, you can get yourself out to Gilmington and still register for the series. It's only $135. It's a great value. And here again, it's a great way to stay fit right in through the summer.
Awesome. And of course, the races have bookends, Gilmington, in the sense that the last mile is totally uphill, so that'll probably be one of your slowest 5Ks for the year, which means, of course, the following week, which is an SCA race, pretty much of a flat course in Concord, you'll improve your time probably by a couple minutes, and then the series ends in July at the Canterbury Woodchuck Classic, which also has a uphill at the end, so it's really cool symmetry, I think, in the Capital Area Race Series.
It is, and you know, the running community seemed to have grown exponentially over the past few years. It used to be you'd only run in the spring through the fall, but now running is a year-round event. You know, we've got the Spring Ahead race that's over at NHTI for the start of daylight savings time. You were talking about how it's getting lighter. I noticed that back in December, you know, that you wouldn't see daylight in the morning until close to 7 o'clock, and now you're seeing it before 6. So the Spring Ahead race is happening on March 8th, and then coming up a little later on is a race, another race that's going to be over at Northeast Delta Dental, put on by Beth Conley.
Yep.
And that's going to be on Saturday, March 21st, and this is going to be to support Dana Farber.
And Beth, she's a well-known runner in the area. She is running in the Boston Marathon, so part of her responsibilities is to raise funds for Dana Farber. So we had a race on Super Bowl Sunday, and of course that was beautifully topped off by the Patriots winning the Super Bowl, followed by a little bit of validation on Deflategate not being so bad for the Patriots, and then of course these races, so the Spring Ahead race and Beth Conley's race on March 21st, leading up to the Capital Area Race Series. So that is my passion, running, as you know, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
But in general, what are some other outdoor activities, and maybe focusing it on for young professionals in New Hampshire?
You know, New Hampshire is such a great state. It's ranked one of the number one states to live in the country, not only for being a safest state and most livable, but it's also one of the healthiest states because we've got something going on all four seasons. If you're a runner, you can do that. Snowshoeing has become exceptionally popular. There's cross-country skiing. There's hockey events. I mean, there's in the end of January, we had the Black Pond ice hockey event. And if you're not into all of that outdoor activity, there's a number of concerts that go on throughout the wintertime, from jazz concerts to classical concerts. And there are just a number of events that young folks can get involved with here in New Hampshire, whether you're a huge outdoor enthusiast. But I know a lot of young folks like to be outside, enjoy the outdoor air. And that's the nice thing about living in New Hampshire, because no matter where you are in New Hampshire, you've got four seasons and you're basically an hour away from most anything.
You could work for the chamber. Oh, I forgot. You are involved with the Concord Chamber. So let's kind of take a step back. So there are organizations that support opportunities for young professionals in New Hampshire. So why don't you describe an organization affectionately known as Stay Work Play New Hampshire and what the genesis of that organization is and its mission?
Well, Stay Work Play New Hampshire, I happen to be involved in the board of advisors for that organization. And this was an outgrowth from the 55 initiative, where they wanted to see if they could keep 55% of the graduates in New Hampshire. And Stay Work Play New Hampshire, I was on their website today. They've got a phenomenal number of different things featuring each one of those key areas, stay, work, and play. So if you're looking for a place to rent or perhaps a house, you've got a young family, They have all kinds of links to different websites that can put you in touch with the right folks. And for work, they have a number of job site opportunities that they link into for jobs that are in New Hampshire. I know that there's probably 1,500 or 1,600 software opportunities in New Hampshire alone, along with a whole plethora of other opportunities based upon what it is that you want to do. And then play, there's all kinds of things that are going on. You've got, folks oftentimes will graduate, young students will graduate from college today, and they like the attraction of the big city because there are nightlife, there's a better nightlife and things like that. Well, New Hampshire's got a pretty good nightlife, believe it or not. There's a number of things going on. I know in Manchester there's a number of different pubs for evening activities. We have a great arts program here in Concord. We've got the Capital Center for the Arts. There's the Palace Theater. So regardless of what your taste is, there's a way to have a social network here in New Hampshire. So you really have a state that has it all.
So given that, and we know that because, you know, we live in New Hampshire, we've raised our families here. Mm-hmm. The mission, though, of Stay Work Play is to make sure that that word gets out so the as folks graduate from college, that they stay here because, of course, as you know, Joe, you know these mm-hmm. statistics, but New Hampshire and Maine, in terms of the average age of the population, were probably two of the most, I'll use this nice term, seasoned populations in the United States. And so the 55 initiative that you mentioned really was to be aware of this situation and try to get young professionals to, just as the organization says, stay, work, and play in New Hampshire.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, it's a state, a great state to be in regardless of your age. I sit, on the board of directors for Good Life New Hampshire, which is caters to our senior population, 50 and above. I was just over there today for a potluck luncheon. They were doing a great job, and they have these potluck luncheons that pop up all the time, all over the place. They have a number of different exercise activities. Believe it or not, the folks who are either aging up in that 55 to 75 age group have been having plenty of exercise all their life, and they've been going to the dentist regularly, and they're looking for all these programs because they are healthier than our parents were, and they want to have activities. And I think that's one of the attractions that brings them into New Hampshire, because there are lots of things to do. We have a lot of folks who are older that ski. And, you know, we have such a number of ski areas in the state. Spring skiing is coming up in the state, and I think it's going to be absolutely wonderful, especially with the base of snow that we have. And there are a number of different discounts that are available. You can go on to Stay Work Play New Hampshire if you're young and you're thinking, okay, so what am I going to do this weekend? Well, here it is, the end of February. There's all kinds of things that are out there. I mean, we're coming off of school vacation week. For most of New Hampshire schools. So there's if you're not into downhill skiing, a number of areas such as Pat's Peak and Gunstock are two probably the bigger ones that have tubing. So you can have a fun day at the ski area without bringing your skis. Just bring your snow clothes and go out and have some fun tubing events. Plus the weather's warming up. The sun's getting a little higher in the sky. There's so many different things to do here in the state that it's just a phenomenal place to be.
Okay, Joe, we're going to have to get you on a YouTube video to promote New Hampshire, because once we start getting a little bit up there in years, it'd be great to see the young population taking over all the leadership stuff. And speaking of leadership, tell us about your involvement with Leadership Concord, as well as the leadership program for sophomores in high school.
Well, actually, Leadership Concord has been going strong. We've got a nice alumni base. We have an active class that's going on right now. Leadership Concord is a 10-month program, and it looks to give opportunities to professionals across a wide age range to take a look under the covers and behind the curtain to see what makes not only Concord tick, but the greater Concord community. And there are a number of different programs. I just coordinated a program back in January for the class on Media and Communications Day. One of the sites that we stopped at was Binney Media over in the old Walker School in Concord. And I will tell you, I hadn't been in there since you and I had a chance to talk to Bill Binney last summer when they were under construction. But the way they've transformed that Walker School building, kept the history of the building, and added in some of the latest technology is phenomenal. And the class got a chance to actually go into the TV studio, into radio stations, and actually down into the bowels of the basement where they've got 4 miles of fiber that connect everything, and get a chance to talk to the folks who are making news happen here in Concord.
Okay. So before we go to commercial break, let's talk about the my book, There Are No Do-Overs. The one key point in there about community outreach being one of the most important parts of being successful, and how New Hampshire is really, to me, the perfect state where you can get involved in community organizations.
Oh, absolutely. There are a number of different organizations. If you are looking, I recently had a discussion with someone who was looking to get involved with activities. Good Life was one of those programs. But if you're a young professional coming in, we have, in the Concord area, we have opportunities to intern on nonprofit boards here in New Hampshire. On a Good Life program, Angie Lane, who works over at Red River Theaters as the marketing manager, is a young professional. We brought her on as an intern on the board to give her an experience that other folks can have as well about how nonprofit boards work and what they can do for New Hampshire. And there's a number of different nonprofit boards that are out there.
Perfect. Okay. Tom Raphael will return with Joe Casper after commercial break. Please stay tuned.
Stan, is that you? I thought you retired 10 years ago.
Yeah, I did, but I really missed those dental benefits, so I'm back. Ain't retirement grand?
You should check out the new individual and family plans from Delta Dental.
Aren't those private plans expensive?
Not with Delta Dental. You get the same dependable benefits offered by employer plans and at competitive rates, plus up to 100% coverage for exams, cleanings, and x-rays. And the dentist you have, you can keep, because Delta Dental has the largest dental networks in the nation.
Well, that sounds amazing. So what's the catch?
No catch. Enrolling is easy. You can do it online at any time at deltadentalcoversme.com.
What's that website again?
That's deltadentalcoversme.com.
Thanks. Retirement, here I come.
Northeast Delta Dental, the region's most experienced dental benefits company. Plans available in Maine, New Hampshire, and Vermont.
Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. Tom Raphael for Northeast Delta Dental Radio. And this weekend with me is Joe Casper, one of my great colleagues at Northeast Delta Dental. And again, it's hard to believe it's already February 28th or March 1st, depending on when you're listening to this show. It's certainly been a month full of a lot of snow, but I like to ski and run. So it's, for me, it's been good. And I think it's been very appropriate, Joe, that about a month ago we had Tom Walton on the show, and the genesis of the show there was how to keep fit during the winter. So Tom did a great job of explaining how, as long as you're careful, you know, running outside is fine. So let's get back now to the Young Professionals Network. Because again, one of my goals in New Hampshire is to get the world to understand what a vibrant place it is for young professionals. And you know, I mentor a lot of young executives, and I really like to get the word out. So how does the Concord Young Professional Network support that?
The Concord Young Professional Network is one of 12 professional networks in the state. The majority of them run up and down the 93 corridor from Manchester to Nashua. They're over into Keene, over into Portsmouth. And it provides an opportunity for young professionals under the age of 40 to get together, to socialize, to find out what's happening in all the different companies. Plus, they do a number of networking events at different locations where that millennial generation wants to visit. I've been to Young Professional Network gatherings at comic book stores, which are very popular. And there are a number of different places where folks gather. I know Nashua, Manchester have active Young Professional Networks, as does Concord. And it provides opportunities not only for socialization, but also for job opportunities, growth, and getting to know a wider range within the community, because it's a really wide variety of folks that participate in these networks. And on top of that, all the 12 networks get together on a monthly conference call so that they share ideas back and forth, as well as different events or different expos that they promote. And oftentimes, as with Concord Young Professionals, there are oftentimes where they get together with the Chamber Board of Directors to have joint meetings. So you get to see, here again, another different aspect within the professional community within Concord.
So if I'm a young person listening to this radio show, how would I get connected with the Concord's Young Professional Network?
Actually, the best way to do that is go on to the Concord, New Hampshire Chamber website, concordnhchamber.com, and you'll have a tab under there for Concord Young Professionals. They've got their whole webpage over there. They've got contacts as to who's the president, and you can contact them. You'll also see on the website postings for when the next gathering would be. Their monthly gatherings, no more than the chamber has business after hours. Concord Young Professional has business after hours as well.
Super. Now, if we go a little further down in terms of age, we have the Capital Area Student Leadership Program. So tell us about that program. And I know that you and one of our other colleagues, Pat Valancourt, really are very helpful with that program.
Pat and I co-chair this group, Capital Area Student Leadership. It is the only program in the state of New Hampshire for students who are still in high school. We focus on sophomores. And we're just about ready this next coming week to get everything underway. Now we're through. We just had our reception. We have 28 students selected out of 61. And I got to tell you, it was a hard choice to select the class of 28, because if I had had my way, it would have been all 61. They were all that great. And they're from 8 area high schools. But the nice thing with the Capital Area Student Leadership Program, it's a subset of Concord Leadership Programs. And there are 3 session days. They fall all on Wednesdays in March, because it's in between winter sports and spring sports. So we kind of catch everybody in between when they've got some time, because the Concord area schools cooperate with us. They let us have the students for a day, a full day, and we take the opportunity for that full day and jam-pack it with the opportunity for you to get a chance to look at Concord's history and architecture, find out more about communication. They have to do a 2-minute speech, so it prepares them for speaking more in a professional way when they get out into the public world. And then there's justice in the courts there to see how our justice systems work, and they get a chance to talk with folks that they normally wouldn't have a chance to talk to. And oftentimes we're fortunate enough to get the governor to come visit us for one of these events, and she'll talk to the class about opportunities. But here again, it's limited to sophomores, and it's been a great program. So it's kind of the precursor to the Young Professional Network and Leadership Concord and getting involved with the Chamber, because we get a chance to show you some of all the great things that go on and how towns and cities work within New Hampshire.
And I think what you said, too, about the communication and knowing how to make a presentation, on February 19th, I was with a similar group that Bo has for leadership, young leaders. They meet before school starts, and one of the points I made in that presentation is, smart. You can be really smart and you can really do all the right things, but if you don't effectively communicate and look people in the eye, you're going to have some challenges in terms of your professional growth. So I'm glad that we're getting that message out there. Let's switch gears a little bit. We have about 3 or 4 minutes left, so let's talk. We talked earlier about wellness. We have something called the Well Done Award. Tell us about how that whole process works in the Concord area.
Well, the Concord area has a Capital Area Wellness Coalition that's been in existence since 2009, and our goal is to be a hub for activity. So whether you go on to Stay Work Play New Hampshire or you go on to Capital Area Wellness, capwellness.org, you can take a look and see all the different areas that are going on. And for the second year in a row, we have the Well Done Awards, which are going to be happening in May. This is an opportunity for you to promote either an individual through the Wellness Hero Award or a community wellness effort. If you've got an organization in the community that's out there promoting wellness or making a change to leading a healthier lifestyle, this would be the place to have a community wellness effort award. and a well workplace. Let's say you might have transformed, your company might have transformed from a sedentary company to now having exercise programs and challenges and things like that where you get people up and moving about, as Tom Walton always advocates. The Capital Area Wellness Coalition with these Well Done Awards gives you the opportunity to recognize those individuals, because when you recognize somebody, it charges them up and wants them to do more.
All about positive reinforcement. Well, we've covered the gamut today, Joe.
We certainly
have. We've promoted millennials in New Hampshire. We've talked about wellness. And I want to thank you for your role in developing young leaders in New Hampshire. Tom Raphael will return next week with more of Northeast Delta Dental Radio.